Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Classic. It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are getting ready for tonight's draft down here at State Farm Arena, and we are happy to be joined by the Hawks general manager, Mike, our first time getting a chance to talk to him.
Right.
Before we go any further, because I just got word, I want to make sure we are saying your name correctly.
Yes, sir.
Because I've heard different pronunciations, so say it for us, if you would.
Yeah, it's Ansi Saleh.
Saleh.
There you go.
And we've heard various people say it different ways. So, Ansi, thank you for being here.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Appreciate you. Let's start, first of all. And by the way, listeners, NBA per NBA rules, guys. The league year doesn't start until July 6th. He is not allowed to discuss things that we may be privy to or aware of. So we just want to make that clear. So do not expect him to address some of the things that he can't. All right? With that said, tonight's draft, we've got a couple of picks, right? We've got a pick or two. Tell us what you're thinking as far as how we want to go about improving this team.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said in our press conference the other day, we're just going to go after the best player available, the best player for the Hawks moving forward, and somebody that fits within the ethos of what we're trying to build here, somebody to help grow with our group because we are one of the younger teams in the league. So just somebody that fits in that way, man.
And honestly, that's the thing. Obviously, we can't talk about what's been reported about helping the front court. But you know, we've been talking all week about getting more size to help out the rim protector, something like that. I mean, as you said, you know, once you get outside now the top 5 or top 10, I guess you evaluated everybody from point guards to forwards and everybody in between. Do you have, without naming names, if there are a couple guys right off the top of your head you think will be there where you're selecting?
Yeah, I think I'm really happy about where we're at right now. I think there's going to be guys at multiple positions that could help us. Again, though, like there's, I think this is a really good draft. I really do. And it always just comes down to like the person that we think is going to be the best version of the Atlanta Hawks, not only for next year, but for many years to come. So this person has to fit in with what we're trying to do here, and we're really excited because there are a few names that that we're really excited about in our position.
How do you feel about what we have currently? We know that could change, but Mike and I and obviously our listeners and Hawks fans try to look at our roster and say, okay, we like what we have. When you talk about Jalen coming back, obviously we saw promise in Rashai Shea. Dyson was unbelievable, right? First team all defender. Trey is Trey. You start to say, okay, what is the effort there to build around those pieces, and how do you go about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I really like where our group is at right now. And what I'll say, though, too, is like the optionality we have this summer with a lot of the like, trade exception we have, mid-level exception. We got different ways to get better as well. But we also like the guys that are on our team. You know, Jalen missed some time last year, but he's on track to be back for next season. And I mean, just that alone is huge for us. You're talking about what I thought was an all-star player last year until he got hurt, but him coming back, it's almost like you're adding an all-star on top of that. And Zach, Dyson, these guys, TY, like they've been putting in the work this summer. So I just think everybody on our team is going to be better through development. So that's the biggest upside on how we're going to get better. And then again, like we have flexibility and optionality to do different things, and just got to make sure we're getting like similar to the draft. Like whoever we bring on this team, via free agency, via whatever it is like these people need to fit within what we're trying to do and fit the ethos of the guys that are currently here.
Talking with Ansi Saleh.
Yes, sir. My mom gets it wrong all the time.
Well, I'm glad you said it because we want to make sure we're saying it right. Like I said, I've heard various people around the country, and we're like,
If nothing else, we want to be accurate with the man's name.
Absolutely.
He's El Jefe. He's the boss of the Hawks. He joins us right here live from State Farm getting ready for the draft because we can't talk specifics with players. Just walk us back because you were part of the Brain Trust last year, albeit not general manager. because we spent all pre-draft, is it going to be Reese Hoshea or Alexander Saar? Mm-hmm. And it seems like everybody gets in this zero-sum game. Well, they won it. They lost. Both players seem like they got off to a great start. But how did you decide on Reese Hoshea? At least your input, if you had some, with Reese Hoshea.
Yeah, I just think Zach was such a unique – I remember going to France to see him play, and, like, I was like, one, I didn't – you know, I'd heard the rumors of his size, and then when I saw him in person, I was like, wow, like, he's really lengthy, and like he gets up and down the court really uniquely, and his intelligence on the court was really special for somebody that young. Like the spacing, respacing, he just knows how to play. It was, for us, I thought it was a pretty easy pick. He was the guy that his character and who he was as a person also just resonated with us, and it was an easy pick from the player standpoint, easy pick from the person standpoint, and that guy is one of the hardest workers I've ever been around in the NBA.
Would you like to have a guy like Caris LeVert back? We know he's an unrestricted free agent, I believe. I don't know if you can answer that, but it's something that we've talked about and our listeners are curious about because he had such a good season with the Hawks last year once the trade was made. Any thoughts there?
Yeah, Caris was unbelievable for us. And, you know, I can't talk about too much with our free agency, but he was tremendous for us and amazing player for what we needed. And, like, we didn't have that archetype last year at all, so... Yeah, big fan of Caris's.
Ansi, I know you answered the question the other day with the media, but for our listeners, the commitment to Trae Young, because every time we talk about Trae with a national media member, it's always, wow, they're never going to win with Trae. And that just drives our audience crazy because they just feel, as I do, before you got here, Trae has just never had that all-star. Porzingis is arguably the best player he's had on the roster other than a healthy Jalen Johnson. So do you envision a big contract decision coming up with the max contract or how that plays out? You are committed to Trae Young here.
Yeah, like I can't talk about the contract stuff, obviously, or anything like that per NBA rules. But I just say, like, we're locked in with T.Y. We're looking forward to going into this next season together. I think we have a pretty good team around us. We're really excited about what we're building here and just looking forward to being here.
Philosophy-wise, can you explain to our listeners, because this is our first draft with you, certainly first offseason with you in charge. What is that? What's your approach? And then some of the tidbits maybe you've learned along the way from people you've had a chance to work with.
Yeah, like you're just talking about best, like the players in the draft, what direction, philosophy.
Yeah, when you're sitting down and you're thinking about team building and, hey, if I'm running this is the way that I probably would go about it. Is there a formula there for you, or how do you view that?
I think it's a combination. Like we have this saying in San Antonio of like eyes, ears, and numbers. And you know, eyes being scouting eyes, ears being like the intel piece, and the numbers being the analytics, and combining that all together, where it's like that's how you make a decision. It's not solely based on what you see on the court or what you hear out there and what the numbers are saying. It's a combination of everything. And again, like all that data leads to a decision that is like taking the best player available. That's all it comes down to.
Can you talk a little bit about that history? Spurs, right?
Yeah.
Golden State. You've had a pretty diverse background before getting here and having this opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, I said this to people all the time, where like I hit the lottery when it came to like working for organizations like the Spurs with Pop and RC, and the Warriors with Bob and Steve, and you know those guys like Steph and Dre and Clay, like Andre, just unbelievable human beings. And yeah, it was a great experience, man. Like I learned so much, and they did things a different way, which was really good for me because, you know, like there's a Spurs way and then you go to the Warriors and it's way different. But it was really good for me to develop and kind of take tidbits from like each of these leaders who are, I think, I mean, considered the two best GMs probably in the last 20 years. Right. So I've been really fortunate with that experience. And they kind of just let me dive into anything and everything. And again, really blessed that they gave me that opportunity.
It's draft night, guys. Duke Zabel live at State Farm. If you're just tuning in, Ansi Saleh is the general manager of the Hawks, and he joins us right here live. One of the things that we get into all the time, as we say, we always want to be accurate because we don't want to be just throwing nonsense out there, is the moment's got to be right for this ownership group to get into perhaps a luxury tax apron. We just saw a team win because they drafted almost impeccably with Oklahoma City. Mm-hmm. It's almost like we're stuck in this play-in rut. Is there a commitment from the owner if you can make it work? Do you have to thread the needle and you only go to a certain point, or is this a year we can expect to maybe get into one of those aprons?
No, for sure. I mean, I've been given full authority by our ownership group to go in the luxury tax if needed. The interesting thing about both the teams that played in the finals this year, neither of them were in the luxury tax. And, like, that doesn't mean you don't spend, but you just got to spend wisely because the new rules with the aprons and things like that. That being said, I mean, like, player development is the biggest piece for us in terms of, like, developing our group and making them better. But, again, like, we have tools this summer and optionality. Go in the tax if we need to. No worries there at all.
That exemption that we have can be used pretty much any way that we choose as far as trying to acquire players?
Yeah, yeah. Essentially, like, that would have to work through, like a trade scenario.
Okay.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but you can take in a player that way.
Gotcha. And how's your relationship with Quinn, by the way?
Oh, Quinn is awesome, man. Me and Quinn are partners in this. Just always taking his input when it comes to things like that. And, you know, I'll make all the basketball decisions, but his input is always extremely valuable to us.
We appreciate you stopping by. We know you got to run. It's a busy night, and lots of things may go down, guys. So stay tuned. We have no idea.
And now that we let you reclaim him for the radio station, we want first dibs on Ansi.
Hey, you guys got him. You guys got him.
That's good. Steiny, you heard it.
Is that cool, Steiny? We good?
Ansi Saleh, thank you, brother. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you, man.
Thank you so much. All right, guys, that's the general manager of our Atlanta Hawks. I just wanted him to lay out his history there because he's come from winning organizations. I think that's very important, guys, when we start talking about how he may want to go about doing things here with our Atlanta Hawks. All right, we got to take a quick break. We're coming back. We'll discuss some of the things that he had to say. And again, I want to be clear about this because I know some of you are like, wait a minute, you didn't talk about the Porzingis deal. He can't.
Free agency and trades, everything starts July 6th. This, because it was reported, there are rules. Just like when we talked to Steve Koonin or we talked to, you know, again, Terry Fontenot, we can't talk about players on another roster. Mm-hmm.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And technically, Porzingis is still a Celtic.
Correct.
So that's why we're in that sort of like, we know this happened. We got to talk around stuff.
Yes.
But we try to get as much. Hey, it's fun to talk. We talked off mic. First thing I said to him is, how are you not a defenseman in the NHL growing up in Canada? Big dude, man, but kind of cool to get his vibe and see what he's about.
All right, more to get to. Stay there. It's Dukes and Bell. We're on until 6:30 tonight. Lauren Williams is going to join us from the AJC to help us break down more about this draft. And we got a special guest on the way as well. Stay there.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.